Okay, gentlemen, good morning. I think it's time, so let's get started. We are on Chaf Zayin Omud Beis. We're still a little bit behind. Maybe we'll catch up today. If not, we'll catch up over Shabbos. The Gemara begins at the two dots in the middle of Chaf Zayin Omud Beis, right above the wide lines. So the Gemara says, Amar Ruchi Abar Oven, Rav Tzoli Shul Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. We brought this down yesterday, that Rav davened early. He davened on Erev Shabbos. He davened the Shabbos Tefillah early. Like we said, Markid Ovid. You're allowed to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and daven early if you want to. That's perfectly acceptable. Rabbi Yoshaya, he did the same thing. Matzli Shematzi Shabbos be Shabbos. He actually brought down, this is a little bit stranger, he davened Mariv Matzli Shabbos while it was after the Plag HaMincha, but it was still Shabbos. So now we'll ask questions on them. What do they do about Kiddush and Abdullah? Rav Tzoli Shul Shabbos Rav Shabbos. Rav davened early. Omer Kiddush Alakos. So ain't no Omer Kiddush Alakos. Did he, in fact, come home from Shul? It's still light outside, like we do in the summertime. And if you daven at the earlier minyanim. And did he go home and make Kiddush? So that's the question. Did he go home and make Kiddush? Or do you have to wait till dark to make Kiddush? Okay, davening, you can daven early because that's the Zman of Marv. But maybe you have to make Kiddush when it's definitely Shabbos. Now I make Kiddush early. Can you accept Shabbos early and make Kiddush and accept Shabbos early? Eat your meal, finish your meal, even before it says at Kochavim. Is that allowed? So Toshma, bring a price. Yeah, Gamar Rav Nachman, Gamar Shmuel. Mispalel Odom Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Shmuel also passing. You can daven early if you want. The Friday night davening, the Marv Friday night, and davening on Erev Shabbos after the Plag HaMincha. But Omer Kiddush Alakos. And in fact, you can go home and make Kiddush, even though it's light outside, even have your meal, and be Yotze. Now, that's the simple way to understand this. There are those that say that you should have at least a kizayis of bread after the Tzeis HaKochavim. Not everybody agrees to that. It's a lechatchila if you can do that. So usually it's not that much of a problem to have an extra kizayis of food. So most of the time you don't start that much early. Even in the summer, if you daven at the first minyan, you still could easily eat a kizayis after it's already nighttime. So that's what's suggested at Piyotze all the poskim. But lechatchila, you're allowed to go and finish your meal even beforehand. That's the simple understanding over here. Hilchos HaKavasi Rav Yoshaya. Gemara says, we poskim like this opinion, you're allowed to do this. What about on the other end? Matzli Shomatzi Shabbos, Hilchos HaKavos, and the halacha is like that. Rabbi Yoshaya Matzli Shomatzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. He did the same thing on Matzli Shabbos. Now the question is, Omer Abdullah Lakos, wait, Omer Abdullah Kos, did he in fact do Abdullah? So I alluded to this yesterday. B'Shas Etchak, Tosa says yes. So is that true? Toshma. The Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, again, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Mispalel Odom Shomatzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. You can, in fact, daven early on Matzah Shabbos. We don't recommend ever doing this, except under extenuating circumstances. But l'chatchila, the zman is after the Plag HaMincha, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. V'omer Havdalah alakos. And you can even make Havdalah. So it's a very strange thing. People are walking to shul for Mincha, and you're coming home from shul davening Mariv on Shabbos. And then you go home and make Havdalah. The only thing is, and this is critically important, you're absolutely also to do melacha until it's Tzeis HaKochavim. It's still Shabbos, but you're allowed to daven early. And since you can say Atachon Atan and the Shmonesa, you can also be Mavdil Alakos. Other major exceptions to this way you do Abdullah is you don't do Besamim because you still have your Neshama Yaseira. And the Besamim of your Neshama and Yaseira leaving you. So you still have it. So there's no point in doing the Besamim. And you obviously don't do Bar Miyariyesh. You're not allowed to do melacha yet. So you would make Bar B'yad Gofen, Hamal D'min Kodesh L'chol, and then you do whatever you need to do without doing Melacha. So Tosa says the only time you're allowed to do this is if a person is running off to do a mitzvah, and this way he's not going to be Mechal Shabbos, but he can go to the edge of the Tchum, or he can go to wherever he has to go to do this mitzvah that must be done. The only way he can do this mitzvah is by being there right at the end of Shabbos. And there's no food over there, there's no minion over there, you can't make Kiddush over there, can't make Abdullah over there. So therefore, the eitz is in that extenuating circumstance to go and do it before Shabbos is ois. We again, in Shulchan Aruch, says you never ever do this except under the greatest extenuating circumstances. Because people aren't going to understand. And they're going to make Abdullah, and they're going to turn on the light. They're going to make Abdullah, they're going to do Bari Me'areish. You're not allowed to do that. So we don't recommend ever doing this, but at least Min Hadin it would be allowed. Amr Zeh, Amr Rasi, Amr Veloz, Amr Chedin, Amr Rav, Bitzad Amud Zeh Spalo. He gave Maisa Shahoya, right by this pillar over here he stood. Rabbi Shwalber Yossi, that was the person that stood here by this pillar. And he davened, Shol Shabbos, be Erev Shabbos. He davened the Shmoneser of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. He wants to give you a raya, Maisa Shahoya. So, Kiyosu Ula, when Ula said, came up, he wanted to show you that this was a real Maaseh Shoya, but he disagreed with the circumstances of the case. Again, the Mefarshim would bring down that when you demonstrate over here, these are the facts of the case, it shows it was a real case, it's not a theoretical. Sometimes we have theoretical constructs. The guy married his sister's mother's daughter, right? You know, and we have these, how many avlas can he be over? So they lopped out, could they ever happen? But here, we want to show you that really happened. So he said, no, it wasn't by a pillar, it was Bitzad Tamra Hava. It was by this tree over here, by this date tree. Velobitzad Omer Hava, and it wasn't by Velobitzad Omer, and not by the pillar. Velob Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, it wasn't Rav Yonah Rav Yossi Hava, Eller of Elazar Rav Yossi Hava. That's who it was. That's who the Maisa happened to. Velob Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos Hava, it wasn't the Friday night, davening on early Friday afternoon. Eller Shal Matzi Shabbos, B'Shabbos Hava. It was the Matzi Shabbos davening that he davened in this extenuating circumstance, davening on Shabbos afternoon. Okay, Maisa Shoya, very strong proof always. Then we said, Tvilos Ervil and Keva. We said, Marv doesn't have a set time for it. So we use this funny lashon, my ain lo keva. What does it mean? It doesn't have a set time. Ilema, di boy, matzle, kule, lelya. If it means you're allowed to daven all night long, which is the halacha. So listen, Tvilos Ervil, call a Lila. Why didn't it say so? Say, you're allowed to daven all night long. Why did you use this funny language over here of ain lo keva? Ella, my ain lo keva. Command the my Tvilos Arvis Rishus. This goes like the opinion says, Tvilos Arvis is a Rishus. Now, what does that mean? So I explained this yesterday. It's kedai to chazer it over really, really quickly. It doesn't mean that today it's a rishos. It means maybe originally it was a rishos. Today it's a chova. Everybody has to daven marv. Every man has to daven marv. End of the discussion. That's how we paskin. Nobody says otherwise. Some suggest, and Tosus bring this down over here, that when we even said it, there was a rishos, lav davka rishos. Second Tosus on the bottom. Lav davka rishos doesn't mean what we say normally rishos means. Elo, like we explained on davka vav, Nikra Rishus Levatla Avor Mitzvah Acheres HaOveres. If you have a choice of davening Marv or doing another a mitzvah that would be a transient mitzvah that if you don't do it now, you won't be able to do it. Well, you don't say, well, Marv came first, so therefore I'll daven Marv and I'll miss out the other mitzvah. No, then you say Marv is a Rishus compared to other mitzvahs, but it's still a chova. And this is a very, very important idea, but leads us into a very important discussion. Dom Rav Yehuda, Amrei Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Rav Gamliel Merchova, Rishon Merishus. This was a big machlokas. Is it or is it not? Whatever you define as Rishus, it's certainly less than an absolute chova. Mariv is less in some way than Shachar Simincha. So Rav Gamliel said it's a chova. And Rav Yeshua said it's some sort of a lesser status. It's a Rishus over here. Okay? On the side, it adds the gears over here. Okay, so again, we're not sure how we quote Paskin on this in the Gemara over here. I said, Lamaisa, it's absolutely a chova to daven Marv every night. In any event, here it says, Omer Abaye, Kidivri Omer Chova, V'Rava Mar Halach, Kidivri Omer Rishus. Again, different opinions as to who said what, but the opinion of Rava is that it's a Rishus. Fine. Now, we go into one of the most famous stories in all of Shas. This is the famous story where Gamliel gets deposed. So, Tana Rabbanan, Ma'is B'Talmud Echol Shebolo Le'er Yeshua. One time a Talmud, we'll see this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, why am I telling you this if the Gemara didn't want to tell us this? The Gemara is going to tell us this at the end of the story. And the end of the story has a good ending. So therefore, at the beginning, we didn't know it would have a good ending. That's the way most of the Mefarshim understands it. They didn't want to tell us his name because he caused trouble, so to say. But since it ends off well, the Gemara is at the end going to say, ah, Baruch Shem, everything ended off well, so we can let you know his name. There are a lot of other reasons, a lot of deep reasons why this is with B'davka Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave. So he was a person who was very medactic in doing certain things. So in any event, there's a lot of reasons why this B'davka is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, this Talmud Echad over here. In any event, Talmud Echad, Baal of Nei Rabbi Yeshua, and he asked him, Amalei, Tfilas Arvis Rishos, Ochova. Is this an obligation or not? What's your Shita? So Amalei, he says Rishos. He passed it over here, it's a Rishos. He then went, this Talmud Echad went, Rav Yishuv Ba'achoy went, Bol Ve'er Gamliel, and he asked the same question. I'm like, Tulis Arvis Rishus Ochova. Now, the obvious question is, you don't do that. If you go to Rabbi Billet and ask him for the Psak Halacha, so he's going to tell you what the Psak Halacha is. You can't go to another rabbi and ask him, what's the Psak Halacha? You ask your rabbi, and that's it. So he was going, rabbi shopping over here? You're not allowed to do that. So the Mefarshim will explain, he wasn't asking Shaili, he was asking learning. You're allowed to go and ask your learning. Right, if I learned by Rav Shechter, and then I learned by Rav Willig, I'm allowed to go ask each of them the same question. Not halacha l'maisa. So he's going to ask him the question. That's one simple teretz over here. Another teretz is that he told him, I asked Rabbi Yeshua. So I'm allowed to go to one Rav and tell him, the other Rav told me this. Do you agree? Do you not agree? What's your thoughts? So that you're allowed to do in the idea of learning. So that's what he did over here. He went to Rabbi Gamaliel, and he said, what do you say? He said, I'm like Chova. He told him it's a Chova. He said, Amalei, Balo Rishua, Mali Rishas. What's going on? You're saying Chova, Rishua says Rishas. What's going on? So Amalei said, let's wait and see what happens. Let's wait till all the Talmidei Chachamim. They call Bali Trisim. Heard an interesting word from Rav Shech the Shlita, who said that they're not known as Bali Muchama. They're known as Bali Trisim. A Bali Muchama attacks. A Bali Trisim defends. The Bali Trisim say, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not saying you're not entitled to your opinion, but I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm defending my opinion. I'm not attacking necessarily your opinion. Interesting diuk in the lashon of Bali Trisim, why they called shields of Torah. Okay? So as opposed to the attackers of Torah. So again, it's a perspective over here. If somebody's entitled to opinion, they're entitled to an opinion. They're not saying you're not entitled to an opinion. In any event, when they came in the next morning, Shignus Bali Trisim, Omar HaShoel, so he stood up. Again, remember we mentioned many times, you're supposed to stand up in those days when you asked the Shaila, right? I don't expect everybody here to stand up to ask a question, but in those days it was standing that you stood up. I was covered. You had to be recognized. You stood up. That meant that was like raising your hand, and then they recognize you. Then you could sit down and ask your question if you wanted. So Omar, he stood up and asked his question. Omar HaShoel, so this was Shoel Yochai, asked, Bishal Tfilas Arvus Yusuf Chovah. So he asked in the base medrash, to Rabbi Gamliel, who's the Nasi? And he said, I'm like Rabbi Gamliel, Chovah. So Gamliel said, it's a Chovah. And then Amalem Rabbi Gamliel lechachamim. Then Rabbi Gamliel posed the question to everybody else, and he says, "Klum yesh adam shecholik b'zaris zeh." Does anybody disagree with this opinion? So guess who? The Av Beis Din, the number two person. Rabbi Gamliel is the number one. He was the chief rabbi, and he was the assistant chief rabbi. So Rabbi Gamliel paskin the tzachova, and then he asks, "Does anybody disagree with me?" So the assistant chief rabbi, the Av Beis Din, Rabbi Yeshua gets up. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Lav, no, nobody disagrees with you." Now that he's lying. How could Rabbi Yeshua lie? So the Mepharshim explained over here, he's not lying. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked the question, that's why it's very important to know who the Talmud was. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is a person who spent 12 years in the cave, then spent another year in the cave. He was part of him davening. He was learning all day long. Technically, a person who's learning is part of him davening. So he said, for you, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, for a guy like you, it's a rishus. So I told you what the din is, but if you ask me what the din is, I follow the Nasi. The Nasi says that in general, it's a chova. So he wasn't lying. He was just explaining the circumstances. But now he said, you asked me what the shaila is. He says a chova. So I'm like, mishimcha amuli rishus. I was told, he didn't mention who told him. He said, I was told that you say it's rishus. Is that true or not? Amalei Yeshua amod haraglechav ya'idubach. Let your feet stand up and testify. No, what's going on? Did you or did you not tell other people that it's Rishus? So Amar Rishua Araglav, he stood up. Well, Amar, he says, Ilmali ani chayv umeis. If I was alive and the other person was dead, yochal achay lechosh semeis. I could deny it. However, I'm not going to deny it. Achish ani chayv uchay, hech yochal achay lechosh achay. So I'll tell you the truth. I did say it. Hayy Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev Yidorik. So Rabbi Gamliel was not happy with this. So Rabbi Gamliel said, okay, stay standing and I'll continue to share, right? Everybody stood up when they were speaking. So normally the Rosh Hashiva would tell you, now you can sit down. But he didn't tell him to sit down. V'dorish Rabbi Yeshua. V'dorish. Rabbi Yeshua omid haraglav. So Rabbi Yeshua standing there, he's not letting him sit down. And the base managers, they're getting upset. This is Rabbi Yeshua. As we see from the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Gamliel tells Rabbi Yeshua, you're greater than me. I admit you know more than me, but I'm the Nasi. And he respected him. He said, I appreciate very, very much that you respected the power of the office, even though you were right and I might have been wrong. But you respected the power of the office. So here the people were saying, this is enough. He showed respect for you, and you still keep on going on with this. Until everybody over there, some point out it was the it's not the Bali Trisim. The Bali Trisim, they would let things slide. But the people that were there that weren't supposed to maybe be there, so they got upset. And they go, oh, look what he's doing. Some people like to always cause controversy. That's the The Bali Trisim didn't cause the controversy necessarily. And they told Chutzis HaMeturgeman. This is the Chutzis HaMeturgeman. This is Asar HaHugi Malchus. He was the Meturgeman. He was the one that say over the shear. He was the microphone. He would say over the shear that Rabbi Gamliel gave. And they told him, Amod, Stok, Rashi says, stop what you're doing. The Amod, and he stopped. Army, the people said, how long are we going to allow Rabbi Gamliel to make fun of Rabbi Yeshua? This is the third and the final time. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. the story that I just mentioned to you. In Rosh Hashanah, they were arguing about whether you could accept Eidus or not from certain witnesses. They were wrong. It was clear that they were wrong. And Rabbi Gamliel accepted them. Rosh said, how can you do this? So he told them, so I say today is Rosh Hashanah. You say tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So I want you to come on the day that you say is Yom Kippur. I want you to come to me with your, you know, doing all sorts of aveiros, carrying your bag, your stick, etc. And Rabbi Gamliel told this to Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua listened, and he came to him. But that was that caused a lot of furor over there. And then the same thing to Bukharas, when I say Rav Tzadok, sorry. There was another time with Rav Tzadok, and he had a Bukhar. And again, the same thing exact happened over there. They paskin differently. Could you accept it or not accept it? And he told him to stand up. So this is the third time that people said, enough is enough. Hachanami Tzare. So now, Ta, let's go. The Navre. Let's depose Rabbi Gamliel. Elected position, right? To impeach him, right? In Yana Diyoma, okay? We should have the same outcome that they had over here because they came to a very good resolution. I think everybody in this room would be happy with the resolution that they came to, but that's a different discussion. So, man no kimai. So, who should we impeach him? Who should we replace him with? Who should take his place? Oh, who's the number two person? Who's the greatest gadol? Rabbi Yeshua. No, Rabbi Yeshua, Balmaisu. No, that's not right. We have nothing against Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were friends. They weren't enemies with each other. There was different opinions. But to go put his arch enemy, so to say, go put the guy that caused him to get deposed in his place, that's not right. We don't want to hurt Rabbi Gamliel. We just want him to stop hurting Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, to put Rabbi Yeshua in his place, that's not right. Nochmila Rabbi Akiva. Oh, who's the next God Lador? Rabbi Akiva. So put Rabbi Akiva in place. No, maybe he'll somehow be the, you know, Rabbi Gamliel has tremendous zuchusim, and in Shemayim they're going to be upset. The Rabbi Gamliel is upset, and they'll take it out of Rabbi Akiva. And he doesn't, the less zuchus avos. Rabbi Akiva was son of Gerim, so therefore he doesn't have generations and generations of tzidkus on his side. It's just himself, and maybe that won't be enough. No, let's put in Elanok Mila Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now many say that over here, until now, it's always called Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and now he becomes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In any event, he was a young guy. You'll see, he's 18 years old, as we all know the famous story. Du Chacham, number one, he's a big, big Talmud Chacham, even though he's very young. Fu Asher, number two, he comes from a very wealthy family, so therefore he can pay off the Caesar and stuff like that as needed. That's a good person to have in a prestigious position. And he has Chusavos, Vasir Eliezer. He's a 10th generation from Ezra. So he's a Kohen, and Ezra's a Kohen. So he has all of it. He has a triple threat over here. He's a brilliant Talmud Chacham, he's rich, and he has Yichus. Oh, let's put him in a place, and this way it'll be great. We need a Chacham over here to come Kashilei, Mepharkle, because people ask him questions. He has to be a Chacham. That's a given. The washers look to be rich. The Yisleil Paluchei Lebei Kesar Afuaz Avupala. You know, got to bribe the king, so he can bribe him. So therefore, he's a good person. If there's a decree against the Jews, and you know, can pay it off to make it go away, so he would be able to do so. The Huasi really Ezra. The Yisleil Chusav. See, this guy is a perfect triple threat. And he won't get into trouble. So also Riamulei. So they asked him, "No, you want to be the new Nasi?" So he said the famous words. Do you want to be head of Masifta? So he said the famous words, let me ask my wife. In Shebesi, the Akaris Habais, got to go ask my wife. Now, this is a very nice thing. If it's a good idea to go and ask your wife, why is he asking his wife? So the Mepharshim bring down a very beautiful teretz that really shows you the way Talmud Chacham thinks. Talmud Chacham, when he says the owner to be with his wife, the responsibility to his wife, we view things totally differently in halacha than maybe the secular world does. It's the wife who has the demand to have relations with the husband, and the husband has to satisfy that desire. So there's obligations that a husband has to his wife, not the other way around. It's the wife that the husband has to please. There's requirements, how often a man has to have relations with his wife, if they both want to. So for a Talmud Chacham, it's once a week. For a Rosh Yeshiva, for the Nasi, some say it's once a month, some say it's maybe only a couple times a year. We don't have an exact source for this, the Mepharshim bring down. But this would impact his wife. He can't make a decision that's going to impact his wife. So he has to ask her permission. Do you mind if I take this position? Because it impacts you. So you can't do something that impacts somebody else without asking them. That's a brilliant mussar that we have over here. So he said, I got to go ask my wife, which is a good thing to do anyway. So he goes and asks his wife. Also, he goes and asks his wife. So I'm late. She tells him no. She tells him no. Why? She's very smart. His wife says, you know what? They deposed Rabbi Gamliel today. They're going to impeach you next week. Dilma, Mavirilach, maybe they'll take you away. You think you're doing great? Then all of a sudden, next. So I'm a law. So he tells her, nope. still, lishtamish in his yom echad b'kase de mukra ulamachal litva. Says no, it's still, to be the nasi for a day is still good, even if they depose me. To be the nasi for a day is a huge, huge opportunity for helping Klal Yisrael. So it's worth it, even if they depose me. So I'll be the nasi until they depose me. So it's worthwhile. Amalei, she says to him, you don't have white beard. You're an 18-year-old guy. You're a young guy. They're not going to respect you. So how yom bar tamnei sari shni hava? That day was 18 years old. And it's actually Nisa, the famous Nisa that we all talk about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, 18 rows of gray hair growing his beard. That's why we said earlier, we had the Mishnah with the Ben Zoma. Many kids stayed this over on Pesach night at the Seder. Hariani ke ben shivim shana, below ben shivim shana. Ah, very good. That's how he got his gray hairs. No, Tana osu ayom salku l'shomer Pesach. Now, there was a huge machlokas, another machlokas going on between Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. It's Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. He was the great defender of Klal Yisrael to the Caesar. So in any event, so this machlokas was who gets entrance into the yeshiva. Rav Gamliel was tocho kibaro. You got to have inside and outside. We're not interested in having haskalah people in the base medrash that are very bright and they'll create an interesting pilpul, but they don't believe in what they're saying. Right? In the days of the haskalah, they didn't let the Jews into universities, so there'd be kids in the yeshiva smoking on Shabbos, being mechal Shabbos, sitting there with a Rav Chaim Brisker and going through the difficult sugi in Shas. That was their outlet. That was their intellectual outlet. So Gamliel said, I don't want people like that in the base medrash. I don't care how smart they are. I don't care the pilpul that they raise. You need tocho kibaro. Inside and outside have to be the same. And he had a guard at the door, and they checked to see, what's your observance level? And he wouldn't let them in if they weren't tocho kibaro. And Rav Yeshua's opinion was, the more the merrier. So therefore, the Nasilam Rishusl Talmidim Likonis. Now, they allowed everybody in. The entrance exam was over. You want to come in and sit in the base medrash and learn Gizun Day. So Shaya, Rabbi Gamliel Machra Ziyomer, called Tamashin Tochu Gebaralo, Likonis the base medrash. He didn't let them in. And now they let everybody in. So what do they have to do? Hayoma Itosu Kamasav Soli. That they had many benches. Now, you can learn a couple of dinim from here. Number one, they added benches. It doesn't say they added X number of people, because you don't count people. So you learn a din from here. Don't count people. But another thing, that the original, the Tohu Kibaro people, they stood while they were learning. They didn't have to necessarily sit down. They were so strong in their learning that they didn't realize that they were, they're tired. Whereas the people that they let in, I need to sit down. So that they had benches. That's another diuk over here that they bring down. And anyway, they added benches. So they had the following machlokis. They added 400 benches. They added over here a larger amount over here of benches. Okay. Have a kol she died to Rav Gamliel. See, the 407 of the edit. So Rav Gamliel sees this. Now Rav Gamliel, the greatest Rav Gamliel, it's not like he sulked. He went to Beis Medrash the next day also. Whether I'm the king or not, you go to Beis Medrash. So he didn't leave. He did not participate. If I'm the Nasi, I participate as the Nasi. If I'm not the Nasi, I participate as a member of the Beis Medrash. So he was upset. He said, maybe I was wrong. Look at what's going on. 400, 700 new benches of Talmidim coming in here. Am I Dilma Chas V'Sholem Monati Torah Mitzvah? Was I the cause of Bittul Torah? So, Achzle B'Chalmei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him in a dream, Chatz V'Chivri. You see over here, white barrels. Okay, Shar Mitzvah B'Alach brings out the Shita Mekubet, says that you have, Talmidei Chacham used to wear white. So they brought, he saw in his dream, these white barrels representing the Talmidei Chachamim, however, the Mayim Kitma, but they weren't filled with anything valuable, they were filled with ashes. So he says, you were right! In other words, the dream told him, Rav Gamliel, don't worry, you were right. But the Gemara says, Elohi, that really wasn't correct. Hayile Suvi Daitihu, the Achzulei. The reason why he saw this over here was because Hashem wanted to make him feel good. But we pass it like Rabbi Yeshua. We don't pass it like Rav Gamliel. But Hashem didn't want Rav Gamliel to feel bad, so he had him have this dream that appeased him to a certain extent. Okay, so all these people are in there. They happen to be learning Masechtas Idios. We said, yes, the Idios means either the best, Idios, Beinon is Ziburis, or it means Eidos. They gave lots of testimony. So they were learning Masechtas Idios, which is a compilation of many different things from all the Shas. Because Bo Bayom, Nishtis, they learned it that day. V'cholecha d'armina, Bo Bayom, how Yom HaHaven. Where do you find the Gemara? It says, on that day, it means this day, or this time period over here, right after the Sichsuch, where they deposed him, and so many people came in. There was such a pilpul, there was such a sharpness, that they resolved all the questions that they had. Because of all the Talmidim were there, they were able to go and come to the conclusion of many different things. This is the most important line in this whole Gemara. He didn't sulk. He didn't say, "Ah, if you don't have, you know, you don't let me play, I'm not gonna be there." No, he went back to Beis Medrash. He wasn't embarrassed. It was all Mechamta Shel Torah. This wasn't a personal attack. It was an approach. No, his approach wasn't the approach that won the day. But what does that have to do with learning? So he went to the Beis Medrash. He wouldn't leave Apil Shachas. He didn't sulk. He didn't stop learning for even 1 hour. He was part of the Kahal. Don't misunderstand this as a petty rivalry or as a petty thing. Rachmana L'Islam, he said Tanoim. Zidnan, it says Boba Yom, and I'll show you that he was there, because that day there was a famous Machlokas that came up. Ba Yehuda Ger Amoni Lifneim. Beis Medrash. Yehuda was a ger from Ammon. Now, we don't accept a ger from Ammon into the Kahal if we know for certain they're from Ammon. They're allowed to convert. We just don't accept them into the Kahal. They can't marry a Jewish girl. They can marry a Gioris. They could marry other people that they'd be allowed to marry, but they can't come into the Kahal. So he was a converted person who came from Ammon, and Amalemi said, Ma'ani, love of a Kahal. Others had the Girsa, Ovid Abach is the Girsa, and he says, Mutra, any love of a Kahal. In other words, can I marry a Jewish girl? Amalei, Reuven Leil, also, Reuven Leil says, no, because you come from Ammon. The drush is Ammoni, velo Ammonis. Right? Also, Atul of Olukol. Rabbi Shua says, no, Mutter. Amalei, Rabbi Shua, Mutter. Atul of Olukol. You can come in. So they had it smachokis. So how do we pass it? Amalei, Reuven Leil said to Rabbi Shua, the look for Nehemiah, the Pesach says, lo yavo Ammoni, Moav, Mikal Hashem. A man from Ammon and Moav can't come in. A woman can. That's the famous drasha. That's why Rus HaMoavia was allowed to go and marry. So Amalei, Rabbi Shua, Vichy Ammon and Moav, Bimkom, Nehemi Yoshua, he says, what? Because they live in a country today called Ammon and a day called Moab. Do you really think that those are the original Ammonites and Moabites? No. Kfar Ola Sancheirev, Melech Ashur, Bilbil, called Umos. Sancheirev had a brilliant political strategy. Brilliant strategy. He conquered a country and then he displaced all the people. So he moved the people from Kuta to Yerushalayim to Samaria and the Shomron. And this way they said, well, listen, if we rebel, we're living here in Galus anyway. Why should we rebel? So he displaced all the populations. When he conquered a country, he moved the population someplace else. They would have less of an attachment to the land and less of a reason to rebel. And he did this to every single place he attacked. So you don't think he did this to Ammon and Moab? So the people living in Ammon and Moab have nothing to do with the Ammon and Moab that the Torah says. You're not allowed to vote L'Bekal Hashem. Shenemar, he says, Vosir Givulos Ammon, he destroyed all the boundaries from the nations. Vasudo Seyam Shoseni, and he took all their money, he took all their treasures. Va'orid Kabir Yoshim, and he moved all the people around. So therefore, it's not the same Ammon and Moab. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said they're allowed to marry into the Kahal. But call the parish be the Ruba, Miruba, call the parish be Ruba parish. And in addition, many explained this is in addition. He said, let's say you want to say now it's a suffix. So it's a suffix. So then the suffix, you still don't go. So now we have a chazaka, called the parish be Ruba parish. So therefore, even if you want to say it's a suffix, but we paskin this suffix, and they say the majority of the people are not from Ammon and Moab, and therefore they're halacha lemaisa, not even a suffix Ammoni Umoavi, and they're allowed to marry into the Kahal. That's Rabbi Yeshua's statement. Amar Gamliel, the Lord Kvar Nemar, the Achle Kain Oshavish was Bnei Ammoni Mashem, Ukvar Shavu, Gamliel says, that was great during the time of Sancheir. We're not living in the time of Sancheir, we're living hundreds of years later. And guess what? They returned. So therefore, the din reapplies. Amar Yeshua, the Lord Kvar Nemar, it also says, and obviously the Jewish people have returned. The Shavu Yishuz Ami Yisrael, Vadayin Lo Shavu. So just like we haven't returned, that pasuk is not prophesying that they've returned, it's prophesying that they will return. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua won the day, and Miyad Hitiru Levo Bekal. So they let this Yehuda Ger Ammoni marry a Jewish girl. So they pasuk like Rabbi Yeshua over Rabbi Gamliel. On Rabbi Gamliel. So now Rabbi Gamliel says a little bit, maybe, you know what, this pilpul over here, you know, this is good. I was wrong. I'm going to apologize to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Galil, ho of Achiyava, since everything is turning out in Rabbi Yeshua's favor, they're pasking like him, there's a good people in the Beis Medrash, so Eisel v'afaisel Yeshua. Let me go and apologize to him. I was wrong. So Kimot Lebeise, he gets to Rabbi Yeshua's house, Chazinu Lashisa Debeise de Meshach, when he sees the walls of the house are black. Amalei, so he tells Rabbi Yeshua, Mikos Lebeischa Tonika Shepchameyata. I see over here that you are a blacksmith of some sort. You make coals over here, charcoals, you're doing all sorts of things. Others say he did another type of avoda. Pachome means like stringing pearls, whatever it was. He did some manual labor. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua tells him, not everybody's rich like you. Amalei, Oili, Oilo Lidor Shata Parnaso, woe is to the generation that you're the leader, and the side he brings down, and woe is to the boat, and you're the captain of it. You didn't know all these years that I'm dead poor. Some say there was poor over here, he was black, because he had nothing to eat. This wasn't his work blackness, this was he was starving blackness. That his skin had changed colors. In other words, whoa, you're the Darcy, and you don't know what your Ab Beis Din's house looks like? This is the first time you're coming? So he had a kitrig against him. You're the leader of the Jewish people. You have to know what's going on with the Jewish people. But hey, mipanisim u'mayim inzoni, you don't even know how we make a parnos, you don't know how we're getting food. So Amalo says, Nanesiloch, I apologize to you. I came here to apologize to you. Dibarti lemulcho yosim and aroi. I was too harsh against you, and I apologize. Mochli, please accept my apology. Rabbi Shua says, lo ashkach be. He didn't accept it. So he tells him, okay, don't accept it because of me. I understand I may have done something wrong, but I say Bishul Kvod Abba. So do it because of my father. Tosu says, Nisan Gon says rather, that he was a descendant from Hillel HaZaken. So he says, no, that was his elder Zaydi. So he said, do it for my father. Or others say it was literally his father. It was Roshim HaGamaliel. So Omar Bishul Kvod Abba, so peace. So he accepted. He said, that's taka good reason. You're not a bad person. I have nothing against you personally. So you did the right thing. Remember, we had the Gemara earlier that says, don't ask for anything in your own name. Better ask it always in the Zchus Avos. Oh, now that you asked in the Zchus Avos, I accept your apology. And he accepted the apology. And he said, you can go back and be the Nasi. So now they said, okay, Rabbi Yeshua said he can be the Nasi again. Who's going to tell Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah he's no longer the Nasi? Amru, man nezel v'lei melul rabbanon. Who's going to go back and tell the rabbis, guess what? We are impeaching Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we're going to re-put back in Rabban Gamliel. So Amalo, how Kovis, the one Kovis over here, went and told them. And he said over here, a Kovis, the Mefarshim bring down, is a person who cleans garments. So he's going to clean up the mess over here. So anyway, this Kovis says, Ana Azilna, I'll go. Shalach Lu Rav Yeshua Lebei Midrash. So Rav Yeshua said, okay, you want to go? Go. Kizuntate. And he told them the following message. He told the people outside, he didn't tell this to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he told this to the people that are guarding, that apparently, you'll see from the story, Rabbi Kiva put up guards because he was afraid that Rabbi Gamaliel might try to take over again. So they put up guards and they said, we're not letting you in the base medrash. But he told them, Man de lavish mada, the one who's used to wearing the royal garments, Yilbash should wear the royal garments. Rabbi Gamaliel was a descendant of Hillel, was a descendant ultimately from David HaMelech. So, lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda, the Nasi should be always from Yehuda, not a Kohen, not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the one, Man de lavish mada, Yilbash mada, he should wear the royal garments. And the one who's not allowed to wear the royal garments, he should go and tell the one who should wear the garments, Shalach Matkov, I should go and wear them. In other words, he was saying, you know, like a nice code, the Kohen shouldn't be the Nasi. Nasi should be the Nasi from Malchus Beis David. So Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva says, Troku Gali, close the gates. This is a trick. Don't let him in. The Lolaisi. They shouldn't come in after the Rabbi Gamaliel, Ulitzal Rabbanan, and cause trouble. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, so it comes back to Rabbi Yeshua, said they didn't accept me. The Kobis comes back and says they didn't accept me. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll go myself. Mutav the Eikam of Aizel, Anoligavayu, to put out trouble, to make shalom, I'll go myself. Rabbi Yeshua was very old at this time, but he went anyway. Also, Tarva Bobby knocks on the door. So Rabbi Kiva lets him in. Amalei, Maza ben Maza, he tells him, is it appropriate that one who is the Kohen Gadol, the Maza ben Maza, a Kohen, Vishaino, Maza ben Maza Yazeh, the one who's allowed to do the Hazos, so he should do the Hazos. Vishaino, lo Maza, lo ben Maza, and somebody who's not a Kohen, Yomar le Maza ben Maza, he should go tell the person, Meimecha Meimara, that your Paraduma water is not real Paraduma water, the Afarcha Afra Makla, and your ashes aren't real ashes. In other words, the Kohen has his job, and the Melech has his job. And each time in history, when the one wanted to do the other, there was trouble. Mefarshim bring down various examples in history where you had a Melech trying to be a Kohen Gadol like Uzziyahu, and you had other situations where you had the Chashmonaim who wanted to be from the Kohuna, and they wanted to be the king. So it's never good. Everybody has their job. Everybody should do their job and not try to do somebody else's job. So Rabbi Kiva accepted this. I'm like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yeshua, Nisvayis, Klum Asinu Ela Bishulim Kivod Cha. None of this is personal. This was all done for kavod of the office and for the right way that we should interact with each other. None of it's personal. No, if you're happy, we'll put Rabbi Gamaliel back. We have nothing against Rabbi Gamaliel. Lamachar, I need to go to Nashim with Pisco. Tomorrow we're going to go to the gates over here and to the doors, and we'll get up early and we'll tell everybody. Amri, Hechi Navit. So what should we do? We're going to tell Rabbi Zayah to depose? That's not right. Navre. Gemiri, Malam Mekosh, he didn't do anything. He came to fill the position, and nobody else was able to fill the position. He did us a favor. So now we should just depose him? It's not right. Also, once you're the Nasi, how can we just put him back in the crowd? Nudrosh, Marachad Shabbat, Marachad Shabbat. No, let him take turns. You dash in this week, you dash in next week, right? So Asli Kanui, that's not good. It's going to lead to, not good things. It's going to lead to Kinnah. It's going to lead to, how come I didn't get to speak this week? What should we do? Rabbi Gamliel really is the Nasi. He was only temporarily deposed. Rabbi Elazar Azariah stepped up, so we'll give him like a consolation prize. We'll let him speak every now and then. But the real Nasi will be Rabbi Gamliel. This way there won't be any ketot, there won't be any fighting. Everybody knows he's the real Nasi. And no, Rabbi Elazar Azariah is a good additional asset that we have. So therefore, that's what they did. Elo, Lidrosh, Rabbi Gamliel, the Gersa that we have is Tlosha Shabbosim. It'll be three Shabbosim, and Rabbi Elazar Azariah Chod Shabbosim, he'll do the fourth Shabbos. Right? So they'll take turns. Rabbi Gamliel does three in a row, then Rabbi Elazar Azariah, three in a row, then Rabbi Elazar Azariah. Others say the Gersa should be over here on the side. He brings down the Masorah Shas, Yose Noch Lidros, Tarte. And he says Kachi in the Akdomos HaRambam, and the Mishnayos and Yevamos. So it's a 2-1. So he does 2 weeks, he does 1 week. He does 2 weeks, he does 1 week. And that won't lead to fights because everybody knows Rabbi Gamliel is really supposed to do this. And we gave Rabbi Elazar Azariah a consolation prize because he stepped up and he didn't do anything wrong. He's totally unrelated to this. So we don't want to punish him, so we give him a consolation prize. He'll get the darshan every now and then. And this is what we have throughout Shas. I'm Dami Mar. Shabbos Shlomi HaYisah. Whose Shabbos it was when they asked the question, and who gave the drasha this week? Who gave the shir this week? So Shlomi HaYisah and Azariah HaYisah. One situation was that there was Rabbi Elazar the week to darshan. But also Talmud, now we get back to the story. We had a nice ending. Also Talmud, Shimon Yochai Haba. Now you can tell us who the Talmud was, because now it's not that he caused a terrible thing over here, so we didn't want to say his name, but now we see that it wasn't a terrible thing. It all ended well, so therefore we can mention his name. Again, we're running late. There's so much to say on this story. You could go through this story for hours and hours and hours and not reach the depths of the story. It's a phenomenal story. Now we continue. Shomusav kol yom. The Tefillah Musaf, you can daven all day. Rabbi Yehuda said till 7 hours of the day, which he said ad bad bechal yesterday till 1 p.m. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the nikra poshea. But everybody says if you delay, you're still called a poshea. You're a lazy guy. You shouldn't delay. You should do it right away. Tana Rabban. Now this is Gemara had yesterday also. The guy now he delayed. It's 1 o'clock and he didn't daven musaf yet. Okay, so what should he do? It's mincha time and musaf time. You want to even say like Rabbi Yehuda? It's 12:30, so it's still musaf time and now it's mincha time. So achas shel mincha, you have two tefillos in front of you. Achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf. Which one should you daven first? Mispal shel mincha v'achas mispal shel musaf. Daven mincha first because of the principle shezul tadira zueno tadira and tadu 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 kol. Oh, we discussed this yesterday. Here we have it again today. You don't know mispal shel musaf. You disagree. Says daven musaf because it's achakach mispal mincha. Then daven mincha shezul mitzvah beres shezul mitzvah eno beres. Because you only got another half hour for musaf. You got plenty of time for mincha. You have 5 hours for mincha. So daven musaf so you don't forget. Okay. How we pass it on Yochanan Alocha Mispal Shel Mincha, and this is what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You daven Mincha ahead of Musaf. That's why, since this would cause a lot of confusion, it says in the poskim, don't do this because it's going to make them they're going to forget. And next week when they daven Musaf way earlier, they say, oh, we have to daven Mincha first. Last week we daven Mincha before Musaf. This week we daven Mincha before Musaf. Last week it was 1 o'clock. Now it's 11 o'clock, and they're going to daven Mincha at 11 o'clock. So therefore, it's too much trouble. But it's brought down. Don't ever let it happen if you can help it. Don't ever delay davening musaf until it's ready zman mincha, so we never have to put this halach into practice and go against what the halach is because of the potential takola. So that's the halach. Amar Yochanan halach mizvah shul mincha v'yachakam mizvah shul musaf. Nice story coming up. Rezeira kiavi cholish migirse. Where Rezeira, when he was tired and he was weak and he wasn't able to learn anymore, so what would he do? He didn't go and play pinochle at the club. Have a ozel v'yosef apisla the Rezeira of Nasin by Tuvi. He went to the base medrash and he said, no, if I can't go inside and learn, my mind doesn't allow me to go inside and learn. Amar kichalfi rabbanon. When the rabbanon come by, ozei kami kamayu, I'll at least stand up in front of them. V'kabel agra, and I'll get schar for standing up in front of tamidi chacham. People say, well, you're not allowed to go and ask for schar. So what was he doing? So he wanted the schar for standing up for people, which is Yira Shamayim. That you're allowed to ask for. He wasn't asking for, you know, another 2 weeks in Gan Eden. He was saying, I want the schar for standing up for Talmud Chacham. Is he Yira Shamayim? That's what the Pasuk says. So therefore, that's what he wanted. That you're allowed to ask for. So no, he's standing there by the base manager. No, for course, Rav Nosson Batuvi. He sees Rav Nosson Batuvi, the Rosh Hashiv himself come out. I'm like, man, I'm Allah, I'm in Russia. What do they say? Interesting, Allah, in the base manager. I'm like, Hachi, I'm Rav Yochanan. Ain't Allah, Rav Yehuda. We don't pass like Yehuda that you daven Musaf first. We pass that you daven Mincha first. We don't pass like that. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. I'm like, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Amalei, he said to him, Rav Yochanan, Amra, you said this in the name of Yochanan. Did I hear you right? So Amalei, in. Yeah, you heard me right. I said this in the name of Yochanan. So Tanamine Abaim Zimnin. He said, repeat it over 40 times. 40 times, where did they get this one? So they say, at Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim 40 times. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he knew everything. So if you learn something 40 times, it's a school of Zikaro. So he said it 40 times. So Rav Nasa Bar Tuvi says, I'm like, Chodahi, is this a brand new din to you that you never heard this before? And that's why you want to repeat it 40 times? Or Chodah Siloch, or is this the first din, rather, the first way, is this the first din that you learned from Rabbi Yochanan, and wow, you like it so much, or is this the first time you're hearing this din? So I'm like, I've heard many things from Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the first time I heard him say this din. I thought Rabbi Shuva Levi passing like this, but now that I hear this Rabbi Yochanan, I want to make sure I say it over right. Omer b'shem Omro, maybe Gula Leom. He wants to make sure he said it over the vort right. Now we continue. Omer b'shem Levi, Komis Val Tilo Shumusafim Liachashem Shos LeRabbi Yehuda. According to the opinion that you're not allowed to daven past 7 hours, so what happens if you do? All because of Omer, no gay mi moed is a safti mimech. Are you? So it says over here, there's like a broken thing over here has been destroyed. In other words, I gave you a musaf and you didn't daven musaf in the right time. My mash with the high nugay, lishna the tabra. Where do you see it over here that it's a lashon of broken? Nugay over here means broken. Where do you see that lashon? Who'd come mitargim Rav Yosef? As Rav Yosef was mitargim. I pointed out many times, first time in this cycle of Shas, Rav Yosef was blind, so he didn't learn Torah Shiba'al Peh. He didn't learn Torah Shiba'al because you're not supposed to learn Torah Shiba'al. So he was an expert on Unkelus. He was an expert on the Targum. So instead of quoting Psukim by heart, so he quoted the Targum. The Targum, you're allowed to say by heart. So that's why you always have throughout Shas, Kidim Targum Rav Yosef. He's Badafki, he was the Baki in Targum because that's the way he learned, because you weren't supposed to learn Torah Shiba'al Alpeh, and since he was blind, he had to learn it Alpeh. So he tried to always learn Unkelus instead. In any event, so he says, Kimitagim Rav Yosef, Tavra. He says the word Noge is Tavra. Tavra, Osi, Al Sonein, the base Yisrael, Al the Ichru, Zman, Moadad, the Rishlaim. So that's what he darshaned over here, that you delay davening, and that brings a Tavra. That brings destruction, that brings breaking. Now here we're talking about Musaf. And now we have the same thing by Shachris, they quote the same Pasuk. According to Rav Yehuda, it says only 4 hours, and you daven after 4 hours, all because of women, same Pasuk, Nogi Moed, and Safdi Mem Choyu. So, same thing. And here we teach it, my mashma the hainoge lishna the tsaro. Here we a lashon of affliction, a lashon of pain. Before we said a lashon of breaking. The tsiv dolfo nafshi mituga. So it melted away from this affliction. So we have two different ways. By Musaf, we darshan it as being broken. By Shachris, we darshan it as being just afflicted. So some suggest because Shachris, even if you miss it, you have a tefillah to make up. There's a tefillah tashlumim. But by Musaf, there's no tefillah tashlumim. So therefore, by Musaf, it's totally broken. By Shachris, it's just a pain. But you can make it up. So that's why it's slightly different lashon over here. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Yochi says, this is the pasuk, B'sulosel nugos v'hiim arva. That's where they learn out over here. She's afflicted. That's the lashon over here. Turn to the Amud Beis finally, but we're running late. So I'm going to be giving the shiur this morning. I'll say it on the tape, so I'll pick up for wherever I left off over here. So those that either on Shabbos, they should pick up for where we stop off anyway. But if you don't, I'm going to have it on the tape, Mitzvah Hashem, later this morning. So Rav Avi Cholash, Rav Avi once got sick. V'lo asa l'pirka the Rav Yosef. He didn't go to the shiur of Rav Yosef. And l'machar, he also, the next day he does come, he feels better, Baruch Hashem. Baya Abayi l'anuchi died to the Rav Yosef. Abayi goes specifically to ask him, in order to make sure that Rav Yossi doesn't get upset, because Rav Yossi was the Rosh Hashiva, and somebody doesn't show up for the Shia. This was the Drasha. Rashi brings down over here, Hayadorish B'Shabbos Kodet Tfilas HaMusafim. This is the marker for the Rabbi's Drasha. And it's brought down. You're not allowed to do certain things between Laning and Musaf. The one thing you're allowed to do is have a Drasha. So, the Rabbi's Drasha, this is one of the makaros for the Rabbi's Drasha on the Shabbos. So, Rav Yossi is going to feel bad that he didn't show up for the Drasha. So, Abayi wanted to find out why, so he could tell Rav Yossi. Why Badafka Abayi? Because throughout Shas, Abayi is always questioning Rav Yossi. So, you might thought that for some reason, Abayi doesn't hold Rav Yossi in great esteem. So, here, Badafka Abayi wants to go and make sure that his Rebbe, Rav Yossi, is not upset. So, he's such a Talmud of him, even though he constantly is questioning him and constantly reminding him of his learning, because Rav Yosef forgot his learning. So, Badafka, unfortunately, Abai is the one that says this over here. In any event, Amalei, my time was a mile of Pirka. So he went to Rav Avya, and he said, how come you didn't come to the Shia? Say, Amalei, Davi Cholish Liboy, Velo Matzina. I didn't feel well. I wasn't able to come. So, some say he was starved. Amalei, Amai Lo Tamta, Mi Divi Yosef. So you should have eaten something and come. So he said, don't you hold. Amalei, Lo Sama Lo Mar, Lo Ha, the Rav Huna, Dama Rav Huna, Osa Lo Liodim, Shittim Klum, Kodim, Shia Spal, Tulis, and Musaf. You're not allowed to eat before Musaf. So how can I come and eat? So he said, okay, fine. Amalei, Hi Boy Le La Mar, Litzuli, Slusa, the Musaf, Mi Yochid. So you should daven Musaf by yourself. The person is unable to go and daven without eating. So then the din is, go daven by yourself, eat, and then go to shul and listen to the Dvarim Shebik Dusha. That's halacha l'maisa. If somebody has to eat before davening, that's actually preferable to daven first, be b'chidas, then go to shul later on after you've eaten breakfast. It's improper, we said, to have a full breakfast before you go to shul. So, v'lit don't eat this. So, why don't you do that for l'maisa? So, you should have davened musaf by yourself, eat something, and then come to the shiur. Didn't you hear what Rav Yochanan said? You're not allowed to daven for the tzibur. So even if I'm daven at home, I should daven. If the person has daven yechidus, we brought down, should daven at the same time that the tzibur is daven. That's a little bit like tefillah b'tzibur, even though it's not real tefillah b'tzibur. So Amalei, labit my loba. Oh, here he responds back. Amar Rav Abba said, b'tzibur shana. You're not allowed to go daven ahead of the tzibur in the tzibur. Guy shouldn't be davening musaf while everybody else is putting away the sefer Torah. That's not right. By your house, you're allowed to. So that's what you should have done. However, the Gemara says, "Less hilchos a local Rav Huna, a local Rav Yehuda." We don't pass like these two things. Rav Huna had Amar. We don't pass over here like Rav Yehuna, who said you're not allowed to taste anything before Musaf. You are allowed to. You have to make kiddush. You're allowed to taste something. You shouldn't have a full meal. But many yeshivas, they'll break at that point in time. They'll make kiddush. They'll have a piece of cake or something. Then they'll learn. They'll have a drasha, and then they'll daven Musaf, and then they'll have the Suda Shabbos. So that you're allowed to do. We pass like that, and. He says, you're not allowed to eat anything, and we pass it all, so you just can't have a major meal before you daven mincha, but you can have a snack, you can have a small meal. That's a whole discussion we'll have later on. Mincha gadol, mincha tana, what you're allowed to eat before then or not. Okay. Next Mishnah. Before he entered and when he left the base medrash, he would say the following tefillah. The rest of the Talmud Baruch Hashem is very easy. It has a lot of tefillos that we are familiar with, and it will be a quick read, hopefully, through this, although very, very poor tefillos. And I'm low. So he asked him, why are you saying such a tefillah? When I entered into the base medrash, I asked that I shouldn't say something wrong in the shir. I shouldn't make a mistake. And when I leave, and he knows, no doch. Okay, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have this chutz to learn in the base medrash all day, and don't have to have a different job that takes me away from learning Torah. Now, what was his tefillah? Tana Rabbanan, what did he say when he enters into the base medrash every day? And many people actually say this every day. In many siddurim, they have this at the beginning of the siddur, and they say, I think you have it in the Art Scroll Gemaras as well. They have it in the beginning there. This is the tefillah to say when you enter into learning, before you learn. You write something for Nechashem. It should be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuliyara dvarata kol yayadi. I shouldn't make any mistakes in the learning. I shouldn't cause people to paskin incorrectly because I said something wrong. Somebody misunderstood me. Right? And everybody should be happy at my psak halacha. And I shouldn't make a mistake and say something that's tar is tame and something that's tame is tar. And I shouldn't cause everybody to do something wrong. And I shouldn't be happy that my friends are making a mistake, and I'm happy at that. So all the Mepharshim explain this in a very positive way. It's that they held the Rebbe in such high esteem that they would follow the Rebbe no matter what, and they'd be happy with his incorrect halacha. So he says, please don't let them be happy with my incorrect halacha. Let me say the halacha correctly, because they're going to follow whatever I say. I'm going to tell them you can do this, and it's wrong. And they're going to say, the Rebbe said this, so we can do this, even though we think otherwise. So therefore, they darshan this in a very positive way, not in a negative way. B'itzi also, when he left the base medrash, what tefillah did he say then? He said, more than me l'vanecha shen lokai, shesanti chal kimi yoshu b'es ha-medrash. This is the nusach that we say at a siyum, that I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for letting me be one of the learners. And not the guys that are sitting in the corners idle, right? The guys that are playing, chess on the street corners, are playing, all sorts of games on the street corners. Shani mashkim, hey mashkim. We all get up. I get up, they get up. Ani mashkim the Torah. I get up to go to shul. They mashkim with Rabbi Taylor, and they're getting up to do their nonsense. Ani omel behem amel. We're all working hard. Ani omel makabu schar. I work and get schar. They don't come schar, and they work and they don't get schar. Everybody asks, what do you mean they don't get schar? They're getting paid for what they're doing. So this guy's doing work, so he gets paid. So that's not the answer. The answer is amelim. I get schar for trying. Somebody comes to the daf yomi, and after the daf yomi, right? If I gave a faher now on nida, forget it, brachos, right? If I gave a faher on anything that we learned even today, is everybody here going to get 100? I don't think I'd get 100 on it. I forget what I said already. So you get tremendous schar for amelus betorah. It's coming to the daf, trying to understand it, even if you don't, even if it's too fast, even if it's too this, too that. You get unbelievable schar for amelim. The guy that builds a house, if the house isn't built right, they ain't paying for it. Does he get schar? Zero. You have to provide them with you go to the cleaners, you give me your shirt. If the shirt comes back dirty, I'm not paying for it. All right, we sent it to the cleaner, we worked on it an hour. Tough luck. I asked you to clean the shirt, I didn't ask you to work hard. By Torah, it's different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to work hard. If you don't know it, you don't know it. That's not your fault. You tried. As long as you tried. So if you try to learn, that's all that counts. That's Anu Makabim Schar for Amelus. Anu Makabim Schar for Amelus. They only get paid for results, not for Amelus. A beautiful idea. Ani rotz, heim rotzim. I run and they run. Ani rotz, chayolim abo. Heim rotzim, they're shachas. We're all running. Where are we running to? We're all running to the grave. So where are we running? So some people are running to the grave and it's going to go down. And other people are running to the grave and go to the up elevator, the escalators, and they're going to go up. So we're all running. What are we running? Sometimes people don't realize they spend their whole life running and they're running for the wrong things. One more quick one. Tana Rabbanon, Kishchol Rabbi Elazar Eliezer, Nichlus Tamid Lelakro. Rabbi Elazar Hagadol, Rabbi Elazar Shemuti. When he died, before he died, he got sick. Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Orchis Chaim. Teach us the right way. How should one act? You're the great Rabbi Elazar Hagadol, right? He's called Hagadol. So what should we do to become Gedolim ourselves? V'nisim v'chai Olam Abba, and we'll have Olam Abba. Amalemi tells him he's Zoro Bichlod Chaverecha. Rabbi Elazar Hagadol was in the midst of a huge battle with Rabbi Yeshua. And he says, be nice to each other. They never took it personally. They argued in the Beis Medrash. They didn't take it personally. He says, the secret to success is to be nice to your friends. He's Zar B'chlod Chavirechem. Don't say you don't have a right to an opinion if he has a right to an opinion. If he doesn't have a right to an opinion, doesn't have a right to an opinion. But if he has a right to an opinion, just because he disagrees with you, you don't knock him. He says, I disagree with you. Umanu b'nechem in ha'egyon. And don't have your children do hegyon. Rashi says, lo tagilim b'mikru yosem yidai mishum dimashcha. Don't let him do, and learn by, Shech Tishlita would say, don't let him learn by Nach teachers that aren't from people, the Bible critics and stuff like that, because it's going to attract them. Have him learn with proper perushim. Have him learn proper mefarshim over here. Have him learn in depth, Gemara. And bring them to the Beis Medrash, even if they don't understand it. Have your kids sit in on the Shia, even if they don't fully understand it. Don't say they're too young. And when you daven, do lifnei miyatim obdim. Da lifnei miyatomim, the famous idea. And in this way, you'll be zochah to chayel ma'bo. We're still behind. We'll catch up eventually. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. I'm going to try to dictate the shiur for tomorrow in the morning. So if you want to finish today's daf, you can certainly do that even today. Have a wonderful Shabbos.